for the podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5. Exit 216. If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
We're not allowed to go.
What? This is the first time that we've ever had the Bee Gees on the show. Hans, this is for you, buddy. Because I know that you want to listen to the Bee Gees, but you can't because you feel bad about yourself. But you will always listen to the Terry and Gadget Comedy Show, where we just sit around.
Show.
What'd I say? What'd I say?
I don't know. I thought I just said show.
Oh, you're saying what I said. And we just sit around smoking dog shit. Hey, you want to smoke some dog shit?
Welcome to the Terry and Gadget Comedy Show.
Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
We're humping you in your ear pussy.
Ear vagina.
We're sticking our voices in your ear pussy hole.
Ear pussy hole.
We got Flames with us again.
Hello.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
This video was uploaded by Pedro Seeker.
Pedro Seeker.
He's a Pedro Seeker. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's Wednesday, and welcome to it. It's been a muggy week this week. It's muggy. I'm sweaty.
It has been a muggy week.
I think I got mugged. We're just passing this around. We don't even smoke it anymore. We just keep passing it.
Yes.
We'll set this down for a minute so we can talk. How are you guys doing out there? You having a wonderful day?
I'm getting it on. They are getting it on.
Is that what they do?
Yep, yep.
You get, Flames started getting it on as soon as he heard this song. He started, like... pointing.
You have to get it on when you hear the Bee Gees, right?
You do.
He was pointing to the sky.
What's in the sky?
John Travolta's in the sky.
Was he pointing at Superman?
Yeah,
he was. No, he was pointing at Mr. Carter.
Mr. Carter?
He's like, hey, Mr. Carter. That's probably why I'm a sweat hog and I don't like to do my homework.
Who was your favorite sweat hog?
Vinnie Barbarino, duh.
He was?
Of course.
Dude, one time he lost, he was no longer the leader.
Yeah. Oh. Who was the underdog?
Washington was the new leader.
Yeah.
Freddie Washington.
Yep.
Yep.
Remember when he got hooked on speed?
Oh, yeah.
He was all hiding in the bathroom.
Grass tops.
Remember when Vinny was fucking Epstein's mom?
I know.
And then she wrote a note.
I remember when Epstein was.
Like, please excuse Epstein from class today. Epstein's mother. But Epstein was his last name, I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So why would they call her Epstein's mother? That'd be Mrs. Epstein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got night fever right now. Oh, boy, do I ever.
What's your favorite John Travolta movie of all time?
Blowout.
No. Phenomena.
What?
Battlefield Earth.
Michael.
That was a good one, too.
I know.
Michael?
Yeah.
I think
I've never even watched Michael.
He's an archangel.
Yeah. What about when he was in Signs?
Mm. He wasn't in that, was he?
Yeah, he was.
It was Mel Gibson. But...
No, he was the alien.
Oh, God.
I think one of my favorites of his is his comeback movie of the mid-90s.
Get Shorty.
Yeah. The one before that.
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, yeah. Get Shorty prequel.
Pulp Fiction.
Pulp Fiction, yeah.
Get Whitey. What was that one? Get Whitey.
Mm-hmm.
That he was with Harry Belafonte.
That was Get Shorty.
With
Harry.
No, I thought it had something to do with white people problems or something.
White people. Oh, the white man's burden.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, you weren't saying that.
And Harry Belafonte.
He did Belafonte him.
Yep.
He got
Belafonte. He said, why you put salt on your ketchup? It's like, that's why it sticks to the French fry.
I think my favorite John Travolta movie was Grease. Two.
Really?
Two?
He wasn't in Grease 2.
He wasn't?
How do you know that?
How do you know that?
Because I've seen it.
What about Xanadu?
You're not supposed to.
Xanadu?
Two.
Xanadu 2.
Is he in that?
I don't remember that one.
It was Olivia Newton-John. Okay, John, toilet, whatever.
Urinal.
Olivia Newton-John Travolta?
Olivia Newton.
Would that have been their name if they would have hooked up?
That would have been the Brangelina of a. It'd be Olivia Newton-John Travolta.
Olivia Newton-John Travolta.
You know, not a lot of people know John Travolta had a. Before he became an actor, he had a successful career as a horse.
I'm pshawing that as a horse would. That can't be true.
It was. He was a horse for 7 years.
Oh, he played the voice of Mr. Ed? Hey, Mr. Ed!
Yep.
He's like, you're
he's
a
also
horse.
A pilot. Remember when he was a pilot?
No, he's a pilot now, and then he kisses guys on the mouth.
Yeah.
Do you like his movie Face Off?
I did like that.
It was okay,
with
yeah.
Nicholas
Except why
Travolta.
Did it have to have Nicolas Cage in it? You're seeing John Travolta with Nicolas Cage's whispery voice.
What about his movie Wild Hogs? Did you watch that one?
No, but it had Tim Allen in it.
Yeah.
You did watch it?
That was a Disney movie. It was okay.
Was it a Disney movie?
Yeah.
And why were they riding on bikes? I bet they'll pencil those out as walkie-talkies in the future.
Yeah.
Because bikes are dangerous.
No, they're not.
Yeah.
Bikes don't kill people. People kill people.
Yep.
Cameras don't take pictures.
That was Tim Allen with John Travolta and Martin. Martin was in there. One of Flames' favorite comedians, Martin.
No.
Damn,
Martin
Gina.
Lawrence.
Yeah, I asked you one time, I said, what two comedy people would you like to see in...
Martin.
And you said Martin.
Damn, Gina.
You said Martin.
Gina.
But I meant Steve Martin.
Oh.
I would.
You said, hey, who's your favorite comedian? I said, Lawrence. And he's like, oh, Martin Lawrence? No, Lawrence of Olivier.
It's kind of weird that William H. Macy's the only white guy in Wild Hogs.
Yeah, well.
What?
You know, he's just trying to, I can't do that, you know?
Yeah.
I'll fax that right over to you, I tell you. I watched that movie the other night as I was going to sleep, you know, because, yeah, but I've already got the loans, you see? It doesn't matter, you know? I'll fax that over to you right away. I mean, I'll send it over to you.
That movie was written by Brad Copeland.
What?
Mm-hmm, Brad Copeland.
Fargo?
No, I'm talking about Wild Hogs.
Oh, I switched. You're still on John Travolta Weekend.
No, Brad Copeland.
Did TBS have a John Travolta Weekend or something?
Brad Copeland. I don't get TBS.
Like, what movies did Gatch watch this weekend?
Oh, Brad Copeland wrote Wild Hogs, dude, and he also wrote for Arrested Development.
Arrested? Oh.
Have you ever seen
my
the
name
movie
is Earl
called...
And News Radio.
Last Tango in Paris?
Nope.
What?
Nope.
You call yourself a Travolta fan? You've never seen that?
I don't call myself
nope.
a Travolta fan.
I'm not
what
a Travolta.
Talking about him for?
What I'm
are
not.
We talking?
I'm talking about Brad Copeland.
Dude, we're talking about John Travolta for the last 5 minutes of our show.
He's writing the movie version of Knight Rider. Are you going to go and watch that?
No.
No.
Will you wait and watch it at home?
Yeah.
Maybe. Only
you
if
get
it has
it from
a,
the
only
delivery.
If it has a Hasselhoff cameo.
I don't like paying for movies nowadays. They make too much money, and it's just... cheaper to watch them at home.
Dude, Godzilla made $196 million in one weekend.
Yeah, I know.
That's bullshit, right?
That's what I say.
Okay, could I just have... We could just... The three of us could split one of those.
Knight Rider, Knight Rider.
How much difference would it make if that fucking company made $195 million or $196
million?
Who? Whoever made God fucking Zilla movie?
What about him?
What if they only made $195 million instead of $196? Would it really... Would it fuck them?
Mm-mm.
No, so they ought to just give that million to us, me and you and Flames.
Yeah.
We could all take right. $333,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. We would be okay for a couple days.
Days. Well, I'd hope for a little longer than that.
I'd take a week off of work for $300,000. I would donate zero to anybody. I would investigate. Wait, I would invest $111,000 into a high risk pyramid scheme. Then I would donate the other third to my friend in Nigeria. He's just trying to get his funds over to America. Yeah. And if I just give him, I'll get like 7 mil. And then you guys will have 300 and I'll have 7 mil.
You think there's ever been a true story of that scheme?
Just on Flight of the Conchords. Remember?
Yeah, but you think it was ever true?
It's like I sent all my money from petty cash over to my friend in Nigeria. He's going to wire it right to me. And they come in the office 2 days later and he's like, this black Nigerian guy. He's like, who's this? He's like, this is my friend from Nigeria. He's wired all his money into my account like I told you he was going to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really happened. But that's a fake show. So, no, I doubt it's ever happened.
You know, John Travolta was a Roman Catholic till he was 21.
What the fuck are you doing?
He was.
What are you doing right now?
He was.
Why are you doing what you're doing?
He said it was Travolta weekend.
You said that because you watched all those movies.
I didn't watch any movies.
You said you watched Michael.
I have. I've never watched Michael.
Blowout. Remember,
I don't even know what Blowout is.
What?
I remember Face Off.
Dude, watch Blowout. It's from the 80s where he's
recording. Watch it right now.
No, we're on the show.
I'm watching.
We're doing
right
a show, dude. You can't do it. Anyway, he's recording. He's a weird audiophile, right?
Who is Blowout?
John Travolta.
Oh, I didn't know that.
In the movie Blowout.
Oh.
And he just happened to accidentally record a crash, which wasn't a blowout. Someone shot them. Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. It's not that good of a movie.
How many people can you name that were in that movie?
John Travolta.
What movie are you talking
about? That's
it. Oh, you don't know Dennis Franz?
Blowout.
I do. He was a bald dude that used to play on a cop drama.
You don't know John Lithgow and Ian?
John Lithgow was on there?
Yep.
This is a classic movie.
You know, it was written by Brian De Palma.
Yeah, and I liked it because at that time he had did Body Double and some other
Body
ones.
Double!
Or no.
Never heard of him.
No, Body Heat.
Dude,
you never heard of Brian De Palma?
Technician from
no.
Philadelphia.
Dude, he did. Name some Brian De Palma movies right now.
Wild Orchid.
Wild. Never seen
it. Wild Child.
Never.
Wild Things.
He's making
Wild
where
Things.
The Wild Things are.
No.
Wild. He,
Scarface. Have anybody ever heard fucking Scarface?
Dude, he married his cousin,
really?
I think, because he was married to Darnell Gregorio De Palma.
Is that
the
not
same
true?
Last name.
Tell me my brain's playing tricks on my ass.
Who?
Is Brian De Palma associated with the movie Scarface starring Al Pacino?
Brian De Palma.
Yeah. Him and Nat Shimla.
Yeah. Movie that was his next movie after Blowout.
Really? That was that early?
Yep, he did Murder a la Mod in the 60s, and he did Dionysus in the 70s, along with Carrie and The Fury, Dressed to Kill, Blowout, Scarface, Body Double, Wise Guys, The Untouchables, Casualties of War. Remember that one?
No.
That was with Michael J. Shaky Hands.
Michael J. Shaky Hands?
Yeah, Michael J. Shaky Hands.
That's not nice.
He's got jazz hands, dude. If he holds up his hands at all, he's jazzing it out.
Hell yeah.
And then he can jack off really quick, too. And then he has jizz hands. That's what we call it, jizz.
And then he did The Bonfire of the Vanities. Remember that movie?
No.
All right, then you remember.
Did he do Scarface or not?
Yeah, I already said that.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't listening.
Raising Kane. Carlito's Way,
see?
Mission Impossible,
see?
Mission
see?
To Mars, Femme
You've
Fatale,
heard of Brian
the Black
De Palma.
Dahlia, Redacted, Passion.
Boy,
I haven't heard any of those.
Well, better listen up.
Yep. He has a legacy.
Did you know that John Travolta the last few years have been acting really weird?
Since 1975?
No. No, since the death of his 16-year-old son.
Oh, well, hell yeah.
Jet.
Yeah, he was
You think they played that song at his funeral?
Yeah.
Which I just
Paul McCartney played live there. Yeah. Paul McCartney played it live at his funeral.
Acoustically.
And then they played
On a sitar.
Like a flower. Oh, wait, no, we're burying him. Sorry.
On a sitar or whatever it's called.
Today is your death day.
Dude, I want that song played at my funeral. Today is your birthday by the Beatles.
Yeah. And then I want them to play Jet. But Jet. No, he was seen driving his plane on a private runway around in circles.
Who? Paul McCartney?
No, John Travolta.
Oh, after his son died, he was driving around. He was cutting cookies in the airport.
Well, just over the last few years, he's been seen doing all these weird stuff. He's crazy.
Maybe
I think John Travolta has lost his mind. Battlefield Earth is a real terrible.
Did you ever watch that?
No, it's a real terrible movie.
Did you ever watch it, though?
No. I would never waste my time.
Dude, you said you'd watch anything if it was on Netflix.
Yeah, well, there's a lot
that
of
that should
shit
be a new segment. Like, I'll just try to find the worst movie on Netflix.
Have you ever heard of some of the latest fucking categories that they have on Netflix now?
Oh, they got over 75,000 of them.
Oh, that's right. We talked about it. But do we ever do the thing where you make up your own categories for Netflix?
No, I never make up my own categories for Netflix.
You could.
I could. You mean... What do you mean?
Because I usually watch, like, exciting dramas.
Exciting dramas where people with red shirts in the lead character.
Crime movies.
With people with purple shirts as the lead character. What movies would fit into that category?
Because you watched Rapture Palooza, you might like John Dies at the End. Or Bending the Rules.
That movie's all spoilers.
Or Bad Milo.
Bad Milo.
Yeah.
Bad Milo.
Cult movies.
Bad.
Independent comedies featuring lesbians who have sex with males.
Who?
I like lesbians who have sex with males.
Because you watched Cuntbusters, you might like Dino Whores.
Dino Wars.
Or Whore Bumps.
Not the mama.
Whore Bumps.
Remember that show?
Uh-uh.
Yes. Dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was talking about, but I said whores.
Oh.
Because I was being,
goes.
I was
not the mama. Not the mama.
Say that again?
Not the mama.
Not the mama.
You guys are dinosaurs.
Not the mama.
What's the translation on that?
Not the mama.
Oh, not the mama. Oh, that's Maury Povich. You are not the mama.
You not the mama.
So, you know, times are tough. Money's hard to come by. We recently lost a sponsor, and everybody's scraping up change and stuff everywhere. What would you guys or you listeners do? What would be, like, the most extreme thing you would do for money if you had to have money? And, like, you could do something maybe a little bit despicable, but you have to have money. How far would you stoop?
Eating a corn dog.
Would you fuck a corpse? If nobody
for free, sure.
No, you'd get paid.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But nobody found out. What if it was your grandma's corpse?
How could nobody find out? Who's going to pay you then?
I'll pay you. Well, I won't tell anybody except the people on the podcast. No, I'm just saying some people do some fucking shitty shit.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, this kind of sounds like maybe something that would happen on like Psycho or Bates Motel or whatever. But
uh-oh.
A guy in Kentucky. He kept his dead mother's body in a freezer for 3 years while he just kept on getting her Social Security checks.
Sweet.
That's kind of like fucking your grandma. A little. Yeah, I mean,
it is.
I mean, she's dead, yeah. But she, so, like, I guess she's not missing the money. He didn't kill her.
Mm-hmm.
She just died, but, yeah, so, let's see.
Oh, I wonder how long he wants her money.
He stored her in a freezer from 2011 until around a Christmas of 2013 when he was forced to leave his home.
Mm-hmm.
And then he tried to dump it off at an empty house.
Empty house!
Oh, and then he... Good end of the story. Then he killed himself. Oh,
okay.
So, yeah. Once they found out, he's like, oh, I'm fucked.
Mm-hmm.
So... He just got himself into trouble, and once you do something like that, there's what?
What a dork.
No way out.
I knew someone that killed themselves for the insurance money.
Who collected?
He did.
Yeah, and the funny thing was is
he had a great funeral.
He had a $1 million life insurance policy on himself, and he was the beneficiary.
Mm-hmm.
He paid in over $1,000 over the first 12 months, and then he killed himself.
Yeah.
He was pissed to find out that he couldn't collect.
Well, that's harebrained.
Yeah, huh?
What's that mean? What are you trying to say?
It's harebrained.
Harebrained.
Does that mean you have a rabbit's brain? Or
no, it means it's harebrained.
What does that mean? Your brain's so big that your hair is growing out of it?
Hair-brained.
I thought that meant a rabbit's brain.
That's just a hair-brained idea.
That's a tortoise-brained scheme.
It's a, just no, a whatchamacallit.
It's a hair-brained idea.
Do you think it's hair like hair on your head, or do you think it's hair like hair
on
your body?
I know it's hair on your head, because that's how
hair on your head.
How do you know?
Because I saw it.
You did not. I always thought it was a rabbit brain scheme. That's like a... That's
well, I said that because it's a new movie out on Netflix with Brendan Fraser, your favorite actor from
Airheads.
The Mummy.
Hairbrain. That's what it's called?
Yep.
Well, I think that's a play on the word.
Hairbrained is defined as hairbrained.
That's a great definition.
I know. That's what's always troubled me about dictionaries.
You look up homosexual and it says see faggot.
Or when people
and then
say
you go to faggot and
you
it
don't
says
know,
see gay.
When you say I don't know how to spell how do you spell something, they go, I don't know, and you go look it up in the dictionary. And it's like the dictionary you have to know how to spell it, don't you, to look it up?
That's right, it's a catch 27.
I know. Pisses me off.
It pisses on me. Did you know that Jim Norton enjoys golden showers?
Really?
That's just a little fun fact. He likes to be pissed on. So, that's that.
Is that for reals?
He claimed
I
that.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to look down at him.
I'd for it, look at him differently. He admitted it on national television.
Hmm.
So maybe it's real and maybe it's not.
At dictionary.com, hairbrained means hairbrained.
Is it spelled hair?
Yeah.
Okay. Could you look up H-A-R-E brained and see if that comes up anywhere?
It means giddy and reckless.
Could you look up dinosaur brained scheme? Because I heard that they have the brain the size of a walnut.
Do they?
That's what I heard.
That movie has Parker Posey in there, though, too.
What movie?
Hairbrained.
Oh, I thought we were talking about brains. She has none of those.
You don't like Parker Posey?
I don't dislike her. I just don't really... She doesn't strike me as being... I thought you fell asleep for a second there, Flames. I thought you nodded out on us.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
What about your favorite Tom Berenger movie?
That one that there's three of. The Substitute.
Your Machete Kills Us Now on...
I said it's Substitute. One and two and three.
One, two, three, Substitute.
Tom Berenger.
Yeah, he was in that movie, wasn't he?
Yeah, and then the guy from America's Funniest Videos, Tom Berenger.
Is that who that is?
Yeah, it's the same guy. He's just a really good actor. Yeah.
He's in a new movie out with Stephen Dorff called Break, in which they try to e-cig. And that's Stephen Dorff.
And then he breaks his e-cig and it explodes and shocks him. Huh.
But no, there's a new Machete Kills is now on Netflix.
Instant. I know. Yeah. That's pretty good. Danny Trejo.
And Are All Men Pedophiles? A new documentary.
No, but they're all sex addicts. I mean, not addicts. Sex fiends. We're all perverts, but we're not
Birth
all pedophiles.
Birth of the Living Dead. Out on Netflix now.
That's a weird thing that you would say.
What, Birth of the Living Dead?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a dead person giving life
birth? No, but it's a Romero Living Dead.
Well, just this weekend in San Francisco, a California woman gave birth to a healthy 5-pound, 9-ounce baby
Zombie.
Boy, and she was in a coma.
The baby was in a coma?
No.
The lady was in a coma and she had a baby.
She'd been in a coma for 10 weeks.
Mama had a baby and its head popped off. Remember that rhyme?
Yeah, but how could a lady do her correct breathing exercise if she was in a coma?
How could a baby's head pop off?
Well, you squeeze it hard enough, it'll pop off.
Yeah, that's
I did
true.
That if once. You squeeze- I mean, no, I didn't.
So, yeah, I don't know. You don't have to do the breathing exercises to have a baby, do you?
No, they could cut it out of your belly, I guess, like a C-section.
Yeah. Or but, they could just, like, you could just eventually just, like, squeeze out.
And the husband's kind of bummed because he wanted her to know that she did an amazing job. But he can't tell her because she's still comatose.
He could tell her, but she just won't listen.
I know. She's What's really, the difference? She's pretty insensitive. She won't listen to anything he says. She won't even talk to him. Not even an LOL.
Yeah, damn it.
God.
He probably doesn't text it in Damn years. It.
And now I don't even think LOL means that they're laughing out loud. It's just, for some reason, LOL stands for I can't think of anything else to say.
I can't think of anything else to say.
It's like, hey.
It's kind of true.
It's like, hey, I'm going down to the thing.
It is kind of a conversation stopper, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, like, hey, I'm going down to the thing, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way, so I'm just going to put an LOL at the end.
Yeah.
Nothing that you'd be laughing at, or I'd be laughing at, but, hey, I'm going to the store. Don't let your meatloaf. LOL.
Don't let your meatloaf.
Why would you say that to me? That pisses me off, dude. That's my mom used to let my meatloaf all the time, and now that's like personal and hurtful to me.
Hey, you can now see Bill Hader's new movie out on Netflix.
Why you gotta be such a hater?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2.
Oh, God, come on. Really? I'm not gonna watch it.
What about Star Trek Into Darkness?
No. Does it got that gay dude in it? I don't know that there's anything
George
wrong
Ducati?
With it. No, it's a gay Spock.
That's not good.
Is it a gay Spock?
How can Spock be a Vulcan if he's gay?
Has that happened?
No, he's an actor, so he plays straight Spock.
Uh-huh.
But I think the guy that plays... Isn't it Zachary Quinto?
Is he gay?
Pretty sure, isn't he?
I don't know.
He acts like he's gay. I've never seen
I know
seen
five
him.
Times.
Does he do this?
I know five times.
I've never seen him have sex in the ass.
I know five times.
Why do you keep saying that?
Quinto.
Quinto?
I know five times. That was only four times that you've heard that.
Oh.
I know five times. There's five right there. All right.
Man.
Eddie Murphy Delirious now on Instant Watch.
Yep.
Good Guys Wear Black, your favorite Chuck Norris movie.
Yep.
Are we just letting people know what's available to watch on Netflix now?
Yep. Beyond the Pale's back. You watched that, didn't you?
No.
Jim Gaffigan?
No. Well, I probably
I
want to
know when Jim gaffed the first time and why he did it again.
It was about 1980.
He gaffed and then he's gaff again.
Once he got gaff again, that's when he got popular.
Yeah.
Because if you get gaffed one time, it doesn't really always take.
That's when you get gaff again.
Yep.
And the Mike Kaplan special's out there on there now.
He was just on At Midnight the other night.
Small he's been
on. He's also been on the local video web series called Spicy News, Mike Kaplan.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you know, we were talking about this the other day.
He spells his name with a Q. What do you think about that?
I think that his parents are dicks. M-Y-Q. That's not how you spell Mike. But anyway, we were talking about on Friday, Flames was not here, about the fact that whether we had asked people to buy us liquor or beer outside of a liquor or beer store, or if we had ever been approached by, obviously, underage kids.
Or like, accosted.
Say we're just getting out of our car, we're walking up to the store, and kids come up. You've seen it in the movies. Hey. Dude, could you buy us some beer?
Yo, man, you buy us some beer?
Oh, yeah, I've had that happen a lot of times.
People ask you just randomly to buy you?
Oh, yeah.
Have you asked people to buy them
when
you were a kid? Just randomly, though? Like, not ask a friend, hey, dude, could you get us some beer? Like,
I bought beer illegally one time.
I could get it.
I did, too. It was fun. I was
scared.
It
was a minute before
I could just
my birthday.
Get it.
You just what?
I could get it.
You could. Oh, okay. You had your...
Yeah. And free.
Free beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's the best kind of beer.
Yep.
Well, this dude, this 17-year-old kid in Missouri asked this guy to buy him some beer. And when the guy said no, he shot him.
Fuck.
I know. That's a little extreme, isn't it?
That's
damn.
Like that's like a gang initiation, right?
And it hit near the dude's spinal cord, so he was seriously injured.
Like when when a car flashes their brights at you, don't flash them back, dude. It could be a gang.
Hey, you buy me some beer? No. Fuck you. Wait. You could have asked me twice. You could have said, if you don't, I'm going to shoot you. That would be nice. You're like, hey, you buy me some liquor?
But then you wouldn't have did it until he brought out the gun.
You're like, no. That's like, well, fuck. So what? He's still bringing it out. He's like, no. Oh. Now what, bitch? Who's you buying beer for now? You gonna buy yourself some fucking alcohol later? I don't think so. You're going to the hospital there, spinal cord fucking damage.
Remember when we used to play Russian roulette at the end of our show?
Yes, and remember before we did that, we'd play Duck Duck Goose?
Yep.
Oh, Ring Around the Rosie Doll?
Heads Up, 7-Up.
Yep.
And
what about Red Rover?
Over, come over, Red Rover.
Rover.
And Ring Around the Mayberry
Bush.
I was
playing that last week.
Ring Around the Mayberry Bush.
What kind of games did we have when we were kids? Kick the can, really?
Oh, my God.
What do? You kick a can, mm-hmm. and then the other guy tries to kick it, and then sometimes you kick each other's foot.
Ball in a cup.
Or capture the flag.
What about the finger trap?
Ball in a cup?
Yeah.
How do you do that unless you, like, fill it full of meat?
A hula hoop.
No, you ball in a cup.
Oh, I thought you
Bogo stick.
Thought you were, like, balling it.
Oh, like you're
fucking a cup.
Crying in a cup?
No, fucking a cup.
Balling in a cup?
You ever fuck a 16-ounce pint glass full of liver?
No.
A T-bone steak?
Full of liver and put it in the microwave for like 15 seconds?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's like a juicy pile of liver.
I bet it is.
Put it on a hot dog bun.
Oh, dude, I see the weirdest thing. This lady has these fucking YouTube videos that teaches ladies how to pleasure their man a little bit better.
Yeah.
There's a new thing out called grapefruiting.
Uh-oh.
You use a grapefruit spoon to dig out poop?
No. Ooh, God. No. Well, now that might be a different twist on grapefruiting. That's called rooting, grape rooting, when you're rooting down in there for it with a spoon.
Yep.
No, grapefruiting is a technique that you use in conjunction with a blowjob, the lady does. And what she does, you get a ruby red grapefruit, mm-hmm. and then you cut each kind of end off on the navel end of each side to where you got kind of like a round cylinder. And then you carve the middle out about the size of your man's penis. And then she put the grapefruit over his dick and then like was... Well, she did it with a dildo. But then when she did it, so she put the thing over the dildo and then she's all... Like, that's literally the noise that it was making as she was, like, shoving this mm-hmm. dildo down her throat. And then, like, there was fucking grapefruit juice going everywhere. And she's like, and what it does is it simulates the fact that you're fucking a vagina and getting a blowjob at the same time. And there's no way that a woman can get another woman's mouth inside of her vagina to suck your dick while you're fucking her. Because that's just not a possibility. So,
Well, you could cut off somebody's lips and hang them from your dick as you're fucking some chick.
You could cut off somebody's lips and hang them from your dick while you're fucking a chick.
Uh-huh.
And that's the weirdest sentence I've said all week. What are we talking, fucking Ed Gein here? Yeah, I made a lampshade out of fucking pussy lips.
Dude, that would sell for a lot of money.
I think he did that, dude. He made lampshades out of vaginas.
There'd always be like little
horny neighbors.
There'd always be parts where the sun was shining through more than others, wouldn't there have been?
Yeah, like spread a little thin. That's when you double up
the... Or did he sew the holes shut, too?
You double the labia folds. The labial folds, and you just cover all the holes with little clitorises. Do you guys know what that means?
Who?
Like Mike McGowan said, he said every time he tries to put clit in his phone, it auto-corrects because it can't find that. It can't find the clit either.
Yeah.
But, I know, is that terrible? A little man in the boat. He's elusive. But yeah, somehow we were talking about getting shot for not buying liquor, and then all of a sudden we're talking about pussy lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Lamps made out of pussy lips. Yeah, you could cut off someone's lips and hang them from your dicks while you're fucking a chicks. That's the best phrase ever. Almost.
How many more Adam Sandler... Other,
were we off the record when we were talking shit about those people?
Yeah. What, how many more Adam Sandler, Drew Barrymore movies do you think they will make?
Probably 4.
Yeah, 4 or 5 more probably.
Who knows? They might end up making movies together like fucking those 1-2 people that always made movies together. But here's the thing. Why don't they just fucking knock it off, dude? Because that's... It's just a waste of money. It's not only a waste of the money.
Adam Sandler said it's hilarious, and Drew Barrymore said it'll make you cry.
It's a waste of the money of the studio to make the money, even though they're going to get recouped, but it's a waste of everyone's money who's spending all this money to go to all these stupid movies and buy all this popcorn and fucking soda and watch a stupid movie for $12, and then it's just stupid.
Especially when they put John Goodman's ball sack sweat on your popcorn.
That's the best, dude. It's so buttery.
But the big movie this weekend, can you guess what it was?
Godzilla again?
No, Godzilla number two, number two, number
Ooh.
Two, number two.
Where did it fall to?
Fast and the Falterless.
Nope.
It goes meow.
It's a movie that has Patrick Stewart in it. Stewart.
Oh,
Ian McKellen.
Two gay old guys.
And James McAvoy.
Two old gay guys.
And isn't he gay too?
I'm
we'll
sure.
have some Michael Fassbender, Holly Berry, Anna Paquin.
We were talking about it last week, Ellen but I can't remember.
X-Men.
Oh yeah, Ellen Page is a lesbian too. Did you see that interview that Colbert did with her?
Who?
Ellen Page.
No, not maybe. I don't know.
He was just tiptoeing around the fact that she like recently came out of the closet as a lesbian. Yeah. But it was just hilarious because that's just his style. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. He's funny.
Yep.
I'm going to watch old videos of him after his show is off.
There's people I thought, too, that were going to boycott this X-Men movie because Bryan Singer, the director...
Why? Is he not a very good singer?
Well, he's having legal problems because some people in Hollywood are accusing him of being touching little boys.
Oh!
In the touching the young actors, giving them promises.
Well, you know what they always say in the acting business.
Don't he's the one that created House, too. He was the producer of House.
That's not what they say. They say don't make no promises that your body can't keep.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I got out of the acting business in the late 90s.
Did you lie? What's your favorite Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler movie?
It's got to be the first one because that's before I knew how stupid they were. 50
First Dates?
50 First Dates.
Wasn't it Wedding Singer?
Yep, it was a Wedding Singer.
Thank
gotcha.
You. I got you.
Ah.
He had a mullet. And yep. he sang 80s hits, and he brought back that hit. Spin you like a record, right round, like a record, right. And then Flo yep. Rida had to come along 10 or 12 years later and ruin that shit a third time. God damn it, what's wrong with people? I don't understand. Why is everybody fucking acting like they're from Florida?
I'm from Florida.
Because they Flo probably Rida. Are.
So some rapper has a fucking Flo Rida, really?
Mm-hmm.
They're putting Flo Rida in the water up in Portland.
mm-hmm.
Hitler used to use Flo Rida to fucking brainwash people back in the Jew killing days.
Yeah, they put Flo Rida in a lot of things.
And now apparently bird shit is worse than Flo Rida.
Well, of course.
Because now you get E. coli. They had already just dumped out like 37 million gallons of the Portland water because one guy pissed in it.
Oh, and then some bird just comes by and shits in it.
Where did they dump it into?
The river. Into the ocean. And you know where it went?
Mm-hmm.
All the way down Pacific, down around Panama Canal, and right up into Florida.
They give you filtered poop water all the time. It's a treatment plant. That's what they do there. They take dirty water and they clean it.
I know. Well, basically what happened is the threshold of bird poop just had got too high, and then they said, oh, E. coli. But now we're going to talk about those crazy Floridians because I'd said Florida enough times. All right?
Florida.
Can I do that? Florida?
Florida.
They're trying to pass a law in Take Neptune Beach, easy. Florida, that you can't cuss out loud in their town.
Oh.
How do you think that they're going to enforce that? They won't be able to.
It's going to be easy. They'll slap you up off inside the head.
Or you have to pay a quarter.
Officers will be allowed to cite individuals who use their potty mouths.
For how much?
So far it just says that this dude said there's no place for that kind of stuff in a public forum.
There's no place for stuff like that.
And this other dude who's against it says it's a waste of taxpayers' money and time mm-hmm. to try to enforce a law of no
fucking
cussing.
Not really of their time.
What, really?
It's not really a waste of taxpayers' time. They don't have to, like, do any extra forms on their taxes or anything.
Well, actually, let me reword it. I just read that wrong. Good call, though. For calling me out on fucking that up. Actually, the quote was, it's a waste of time and taxpayer money
mm-hmm.
to try to do something like that. So that kind of makes it a little more better, but...
Yeah, but... It's still... I mean, the cops still at their leisure to waste their time or not on it, right? Unless they got a quota.
Right.
I mean, if you were a cop, right?
Right.
Let's say you were a cop, and they said... We now have to enforce the no cursing law. Would you go around, like, waiting for it to happen?
No, but say that you're, like, maybe drinking some beer with your friend, and, like, you drink
the Doc!
Last, you drink your last beer, and then your fucking friend stabs you in the stomach.
All right.
Oh, well, that's a little, fuck. That's a little
for drinking the last beer.
I would have to say, I can't be here, and I turn around and leave.
No, that's also what happened out here in Florida.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this guy, these two guys were drinking.
Mm-hmm.
And the one dude drank the last beer, and when 56-year-old Mark Durham found out, he stabbed him in the stomach.
Mm.
They drank a 24-pack of Natural Ice, went back to the store and bought an 18-pack to split. After drinking all that, there was a fight about that 40-second beer.
40-second beer!
They each drank 21 beers, dude.
21 Ouch. Beers.
Huh. And he offered to, you know, just share it with me, dude. And he said, no, I got it. It's mine, and I'm not sharing it. So he stabbed him in the stomach.
Did you know in Florida it is illegal for doors of a public building to open inwards?
I did not.
It is also illegal in Florida to sell your children.
So if you did that in Neptune Beach and just burst into a place, door open in and said, fuck! They're like, you're under arrest twice, bitch. You open the door in and you
bitch.
Burst. Oh, wait, I can't say bitch. I'm a cop.
It would be tough, too, if you were breaking a lot of things because it is not allowed to break more than 3 dishes per day or chip the edges of more than 4 cups.
Well, they must not film those one fucking celebrity rehab shows where they take them to a room and just let them break a bunch of plates to get fucking some whatever aggression out.
Nice.
You heard Stanhope's rant on Dr. Drew? It's an older
you
one.
Can, you
Dude,
can.
He fucking hates Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew's an idiot.
Who's Dr. Drew?
He's Dr. Drew
He's
Pinsky.
Dr. Drew Pinsky.
He's oh. a specialist.
He's a specialist.
That does rehab.
That does rehab.
On drug addiction.
On drug addiction.
That makes you hear everything twice.
Sweet.
But he specializes in celebrities.
Celebrities.
Which, that pitches Stanhope off, too, because why would any doctor just...
I just want to specialize in celebrities.
It's probably more money, huh?
I heard Stanhope's plan.
Well, I don't think that you could probably, if you're talking about, like, rehabbing, you probably don't... You probably won't want to need too many groups that you're taking care of, you know? You'd probably, like, one group is enough at a time. So if they're paying you to do the celebrities... A good amount. I'd probably go with that, too.
Yeah, I guess, but fucking whatever. He just got me thinking about it. Listening to Doug Stanhope got me thinking about how much of a dumbass Drew Pinsky really is.
He'll get you thinking.
He will get me thinking, and you know, he's going to be coming to Medford in the next month or two. I don't have the date yet, but a guy that I've done some shows with down there in Medford said that he didn't know who Stanhope was. Uh-huh. He texted me. Out of the blue, and said, hey, do you know a comic named Doug Stanhope?
Mm-hmm.
I said, I don't know him personally. I know I'm a mutual friend, and blah, blah, blah. I said, he's funny. You should book him. He goes, oh, yeah, he contacted me, wants me to book him in Medford, so that'll be good. I said, you should have me open for him, but I doubt if he will.
You know it is illegal to skateboard without a license in Florida?
How much does it cost to get your skateboarding license?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
You can also not have sex with a porcupine.
I thought you were going to say, I thought you said you also cannot have sex with a 14-year-old.
Or you can't have sex with a 14-year-old porcupine.
Dude, that Quilly.
That's Granny Quills.
That would Quilly hurt.
Granny Quills.
Yeah.
Bruce Quillis.
Bruce Quillis.
I've got a bruised Quillis.
Speaking of porcupines, it's Travolta week.
It's Travolta.
Still?
Yep. Isn't it?
We've been talking about him all day, basically.
Yep.
What do you got
for
me,
Mr. Conte?
You're
the one that started by playing Saturday Night Fever,
Dude, I said nothing about... I was talking about Barry Gibb, dude, because I listened to him doing a fucking quote about Richard Pryor singing Bruce Springsteen, I'm on fire.
Did you...
Richard Pryor.
Do you believe that Andy Gibb... And John Travolta are the same person?
No.
No. Andy,
I know.
Andy Gibb
died. Andy Gibb is dead.
Andy Gibb
died. I know. What better way you know, you die and then you come back.
He did die a John better Travolta. Way. He died of cocaine.
I know, and then all of a sudden, John die? Travolta.
Well, they say coke is thicker than blood.
When did he die?
Andy Gibb?
Yeah.
In the late 70s or somewhere.
See, and then John Travolta.
No, yeah. John Travolta was already established as
I
a...
I know, but not with Barry Gibb around.
Barry See? Gibb?
Andy? No, Andy Gibb was
Dude,
like,
get your facts
I'm going to try to get started acting. And so he turned to John Travolta, and then he found it so much fun that he's like, I got to kill Andy Gibb and become John Travolta full time.
Acting? He's interested in acting?
Yep.
Don't be acting a fool.
The acting diet.
Don't be acting a fool. You need to get some act right up in you. That's what we saw a pimp dressed in a fucking red suit with a red pimp hat. Doing the pimp fucking walk.
Oh, yeah.
You remember how old you were when you were first born?
Yes, I do. I was exactly just a few minutes old.
You were a few minutes old when you were first born?
Dude, when I was born, I was 8 months and 3 week fetus. That's what I was.
Well, actually, my mom was in labor for like over 13
years.
Your dad must have been a dick to make your mom keep working while she was pregnant. She was doing labor for how many hours?
About 27.
Labor? And who is this Mexican dude you speak of?
It's the longest labor John Travolta has gone through.
When he passed that fucking lost remote control egg out of his ass.
You know who lost his remote control the other night was Ray Romano's dad.
What happened to him?
He lost his remote.
Who, Peter Boyle?
Yeah, he lost his remote. He couldn't find it. And he was downstairs. Everybody went to bed. Somebody help me! Help me! Sounded like he's dying downstairs.
I'll tell you who you don't want to go golfing with is Brad Garrett. That guy's an asshole.
That'd be tough to go golfing with him.
Why?
Can you do a Brad Garrett voice?
Boisterous and loud.
I can't do it very well. It's just loud and boisterous.
I'm Raymond.
Did you ever watch that newest
one
Patton
lady
Oswald
was
special?
Joanna Krystonik. She was in labor.
What is he talking about?
She was in labor for 75 days.
That's a lie.
Oh man,
dude, that's a fucking lie. That's a lie.
You can't even. The baby See? Would probably die before
75 days.
That's child labor. That's bullshit.
That's
they have laws against that.
That's what, like 2.5 months?
Yes, that is two. That's exactly 2.5 months.
That's 75 days.
Wow. You are a smart counter.
75 days.
Actually, you did more than just count. You did some division and some adding probably all. You're like, wait, 30 days in a month, 60, 75, 15 is half of 30. That's fucking 2.5 months. It's amazing how our brain works. You could just take those numbers and go.
And then finally he dropped out in 1971.
The baby did?
No, John Travolta.
She was in labor for 75 hours, and then it finally dropped out in 1971.
No, days. She was in... days, and then John Travolta dropped out of high school in 1971.
What did those have to do with each other?
That's Travolta week.
Travolta dropped out of high school in 1971.
He was 17.
What does that have to do with the fact that a lady was in labor?
No, because we were talking about labor, and I said, what's the longest labor you think? And you said John Travolta.
You are like on it, and I don't even have a clue what's going on.
I don't know either.
I bet the listeners know. You guys know what's
going
on. Dude,
it's time for 30 seconds of your shirt.
What happened to that segment?
I don't know.
Okay, Flames, 30 seconds on your shirt. Go.
Yeah.
It says American Classics Diner. What are those little letters?
Have you ever been there?
What's that say on the other side there?
Digging up, dig in.
Drive
up, dig in.
Yeah, drive up and dig in.
Have you ever drove up and dug in?
So is that a place where you go to bury dead
just
girls?
It's just a nostalgic hot rod shirt.
Drive up, dig in, open
the
truck.
Have you ever been to a diner?
Oh, yeah.
When was the last time?
Just recently.
Denny's? Oh, yeah, was it Roger's Diner?
No. Sislo's.
Sizzlers?
Sislo's.
Sizzlers isn't a diner.
Sislo's in Kalispell, Montana.
Kalispell?
Kalispell.
I don't know how you Kalispell. How do cows spell with their hooves?
Pretty good, I guess.
That took me a cow spell to realize what was going on there.
It's an interesting little town.
Did you know John Travolta owned cows?
Probably.
He taught them how to fly planes.
Right on.
Did you know that John Travolta cast spells?
Did...
Sometimes he would cast spells on cows. What? And he would call it a cow spell. Why? Oming. I don't know.
How did John Travolta's son die?
Sundial? What?
Yeah, his son Jet, did it crash into a building or something?
It was a heroin overdine.
Nuh-uh. He had a disease.
Yeah, it was called heroin.
Yeah, it was called Travolta.
I thought his kid's name was like Sean or something.
No, it was Jet, dude. It was two T's.
After Battlefield Earth came out.
Dude, it was two T's, dude.
That's Jet Li. No.
No, Jet Travolta. Not only did he fly jets, but he had one as a son.
Really?
Yeah. John Travolta's deceased son was found by a gay lover.
Nuh-uh.
Yes, listen. In conduct common in Hollywood, John Travolta was leading a double life, covered by a beard, his wife, Kelly Preston. During the sad and lamentable events that unfolded last 5 years ago, John Travolta's deceased 6-year-old autistic son, Jet, was discovered unconscious in the bathtub by the actor's gay lover that doubled as a nanny, Jeff Catherine.
Did you know his sister played Horseshack's mother?
The male nanny is actually a photographer and a member of the Scientology Church.
Oh, no, that nice. Says it all right there.
You guys didn't know all this? This is a conspiracy that I just
came
across.
I think it's weird he named his kid Jet.
Yeah.
Because he loves planes so much.
Yeah.
So this guy writes that Travolta is gay, which Scientology frowns upon, and another Scientologist that left the cult sued them for bilking him out of $1 million with the false promises that they would make him straight, as they supposedly did for John Travolta in pairing him with actress Kelly Preston. That's when you have, like, auditions for wives and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I think he did die of some disease.
I still think it's cool that the last movie you saw in the theater was Two of a Kind with John Travolta and Jamie Lee Curtis.
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Was that workout movie?
I think so.
I thought it was called Perfect.
No, that's a different movie.
Okay, good.
Maybe that's a different.
Did they have more than one movie together?
No, maybe he, I don't know. Yeah. No, Perfect was with Jamie Lee Curtis, yeah, and then Two of a Kind was with Olivia Newton-John right afterwards.
Oh.
He was the Adam Sandler to Olivia Newton-John's Drew Barrymore.
You know he was. And you know they probably fucked once.
You know who needs to do more movies together is Adam Sandler and...
Andy Samberg.
John Travolta.
Oh, no. No.
Mm-mm.
No.
Why don't they do more romantic comedies together?
As gay lovers, that would be great.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When is that going to... Is that a Netflix... gay rom-com? Is that a Netflix category?
Independent gay movies is.
Gay rom-com like Thelma and Louise?
Yeah. We're so happy we're just going to drive off a cliff together while we're sucking each other's dicks.
I know. Not even Brad Pitt can stop us.
Brad Pitt, suck my dick.
Brad Pitt and Jimmy Fallon yodeled off of buildings in New York.
Yeah.
Yodel off.
Yodel off. What's in Hans's CD player today? Anybody got any guesses? You'll never guess.
Victims.
Nope, I'm going to go, it's either yodeling or Pavarotti.
He just happens to be listening to the DVD, the audio from the DVD of How to Learn How to Throat Sing. Just kidding, he's not. This is a punk band. It was popular, they probably came out in the 70s, and they're not really punk.
Disrupt.
No, but the second
UK
word...
UK subs.
The second word has the first... three letters of the first thing that you just said. Dis. Some people just
dismember.
Call them D. No, that's the second word of the band's name.
D-I?
Nope.
Member?
Social Distortion.
Oh. I know those guys. I saw them live.
I never have, and I never really got into them, and I'm kind of surprised that Hans likes them. Because they're not really that punk.
Yeah, they're kind of monotone-ish punk.
And he's listening to an album called Mommy's Little Monster.
Mm-hmm. One of the earlier ones.
Not familiar
before
with
they had bad luck and got big.
How do you get big when you have bad luck?
Oh, that was their big hit. Was
oh,
bad luck.
I thought he was going to
say that. Yeah, bad luck. You got.
You got.
Yep, and then it was the Guitar Heroics after that.
I was listening to my double accused vinyl album called The Archive Tapes.
Uh-huh.
Which is very lo-fi recordings of early stuff from like 1981 to 1985.
Of Jimi Hendrix?
No. It was just The Accused.
You didn't have any songs, even unreleased songs from 81 to 85, did he?
Who, Hendrix?
Yeah.
No, he was pushing up daisies. Or did they cremate him?
Well, they might have.
My name is Lucifer. Please take my hand. How does that fit in with all this lovey-dovey
if
bullshit?
If you cremate someone, you can't split the ashes. You can't split custody of the ashes.
Sure you can. Sure you can.
Legally, you can't split up the ashes.
Well, you can lose them. Because that's what my brother did. I got a new bit about that. It's been working.
What, he lost
good.
Ashes?
The box, yeah. Because we didn't have an urn because we didn't make enough money.
Mm-hmm.
A.K.A. earn enough to buy one. An urn.
Oh!
But no, look, so now I've got a new thing I've been saying. It's kind of get a good laugh where I say, yeah, 2013 was kind of a rough year for me, you know. Lost my mom in 2013. Get a couple groans when I say. She actually passed away in 92, but my brother moved 3 times last year, and we can't find her ashes anywhere. They're in a flowered purple box. It's made out of cardboard, but I've looked through my attic. That's how I used to live in my house. What's weird is I live in my parents' old house where I grew up, and then he lived there when he got cancer. He lived with my parents for a while, and then when he moved out, he moved to the old apartment that I used to live with when I was with Shireen. So now he lives in my old house, and then I live in the house that he was living in before I lived in the house that he was.
You guys playing musical houses.
Wow.
Musical houses, and we're brothers, so that's incestual.
Yeah.
What? That doesn't make any sense at all.
Hey, you said it.
You did. That was you making fun of my voice. I can tell.
Did you hear about the lady who got hit by a deer?
Yes.
Somewhere. Yes. I can't remember. Was that maybe 2 days ago on the show? Okay, yeah, I remember that. What happened? Oh, she got hit by a deer?
She got hit by a deer.
Yeah, she was jogging along and a deer hit her.
I heard that somewhere. Was that? Oh, maybe on Monday. Oh, it was on this show, right?
Yeah.
So what happened? She got hit by a deer. She was jogging and it just jumped out.
Yeah, she was jogging and then.
Oh, wait, I heard about that. That was like on. Maybe on.
No,
oh, that was
jogging.
On this show Monday.
She came off the bus.
And what happened?
And then in 1989.
Oh, wait, I heard about
Look
that.
Look Who's Talking came out.
That was on this show. Look,
he's talking with John Travolta and Kirstie Alley.
Yeah, and he's like, look who's walking. Uh-huh. It's a deer. Boom.
That was almost $300 million that movie made.
Wow.
You did.
It's a lot of money.
You did. You are.
Yep. And then he was in Look Who's Talking 2, and then Look Who's Talking Now.
Wow.
You know why he stopped making those movies?
Because nobody's talking anymore.
Because Pulp Fiction.
What?
Oh.
Yeah.
Made him too big.
Yeah. Then he didn't have to do those crappy little movies with Kirstie Alley anymore.
He gained a lot of weight.
You think that kid's a Scientologist that was in that movie? Because they were both Scientologists, right? Kirstie Alley and John Travolta?
Yeah.
So the kid that they had is probably a Scientologist in those movies.
Yeah.
As well as the kid from Problem Child. What's he doing? Remember that movie with John Ritter?
Jack Tripper?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
He's a problem child.
That was based on that song by AC/DC.
Yeah,
right?
You know why he was problem child?
No.
Because he's wild.
Okay. Oh, don't forget, I almost did the funny Russian headline for today.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man allegedly stabs friend for insulting poetry.
Huh?
A Russian teacher stabbed his friend after the man told him that his poem was shit. That was more than a headline, so you got more than you asked for on that one. But yeah, if you tell a poem to your friend and he stabs you, that's almost as bad as saying, hey, will you buy me some liquor? No. Fuck you.
Capowsy. You know, Gilbert Gottfried was in that movie.
I did not know that. Why was he in there?
In what?
In that movie.
Problem Child?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Did he get hired to be in that movie?
Igor Peabody. He worked with the orphanage and thinks that Junior at first is an angel. Yeah. But turns out he is wrong and cons Ben and Flo into taking Junior. Later, he reveals that Junior was returned 30 times to the orphanage.
I remember that now.
Yep, and then Michael Richards was Martin the Bowtie Killer Beck.
Yep.
He Did wears you know that a bow that's, tie and says he's just misunderstood, but he has cravings for smiley pies.
So that's the guy that plays Kramer, right?
Yep.
You guys knew that that was Keith's grandson, right?
Keith.
Keith Richards. Mm-hmm.
I like watching Seinfeld.
Look at next to each other.
You know that John Richard Travolta Simmons was never on Seinfeld?
Huh?
Did you know John Travolta was never on Seinfeld?
I did know that. He tried to get on there and they wouldn't let him.
Oh, and he said, we don't want no Vinnie Barbarino.
That's exactly who he wanted to play. He wanted to be a cameo of Vinnie Barbarino. Mm-hmm. Hey, Mr. Carter, let me on Seinfeld's show. I want to be on there. And Jerry's
you know,
like,
those two people are
the
same
deal?
People. That's why.
Who, Jerry and Jay?
And John. Yeah.
I call him Jay.
Yep.
Jay Travolta. Because we're gay. We're gay with each other, so I call him Jay, and he just calls me gay.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you know the compatibility of Jerry Seinfeld with John Travolta is 99% physical?
They love each other's looks?
No, that's just their compatibility physically.
That doesn't make any sense to me whatsoever. Why?
It's a biorhythm, and biorhythms are perfectly compatible.
You mean that movie with Pauly Shore?
Dude, Pauly Shore was on Last Comic Standing.
Why are you telling me this?
Because he was.
I didn't ask you that.
I know, but you said Pauly
Shore.
Since
when do you just tell me things that I don't ask you? Is this a new segment?
It is.
What's it called? Gatch tells Terry things that he doesn't ask about?
Yep.
Hey, you want to get on this? Just tell me something, Flames.
Yeah.
That's not what I asked you. Where'd See? You, it's working good. You guys are fucking janging up on
no.
me. Yep.
Jang no. banging. No. Hey, I got a good laugh off of a fucking super old joke last night by a guy who's my age, and how could you not hear this joke?
I've heard it before.
You have. You've probably said it.
I have.
On stage as I was trying to make sure my guitar strings sounded right with the other strings.
Uh-huh.
And then
the
I
tuna
said,
fish.
And so I said, hey, that last song was the Chinese one we've been working on.
Mm-hmm.
It's called
Tuning.
And dude, this guy, and he told me afterwards, it was the guy from Truculence. He was like, dude, that tuning thing was fucking hilarious. And I'm like, how drunk are you right now? That's like, that's old, dude. Tuning. He's like, I never heard that. That's fucking good. I'm like, I wrote that shit. I did. I just got Chinese family.
Yep.
I just think Chinese mostly.
All I know is that you can gefilte piano, but you can't gefilte fish.
What are you getting Yiddish on me for?
Wait, gefilte.
You never had a gefilte fish? In your gnecticanoids?
What the fuck is that shit?
You don't know
a gefilte fish, dude. A gefilte fish.
Don't pretend you don't know what we're talking about, you fucking Jew.
A gefilte fish?
A gefilte
fish.
A gefilte fish.
Yeah.
You can say it now. That was
a
good.
A gefilte fish. It's a stuffed fish.
Yuck.
That's Yiddish for stuffed fish.
Ooh.
You poach a mixture of ground boned fish, such as carp or pike.
Oh, pike didn't sound bad.
You mince fish forcemeat stuff inside the fish skin. Yep. They're similar to fish balls, if you've ever eaten fish balls.
They're pretty small. They're real small. Takes a whole bunch of them. To make just a little appetizer.
So you never heard the gefilte fish before?
No.
So you're not that Jewish?
No. I'm not Jewish at all.
You know
what are you talking about?
you're not Jewish at all?
None. Hell no.
You're not a fair gala?
Hey,
well, you fair can't, cock? All I know is you're going to get filled the piano, but you can't get filled
the yeah.
Far pizzas. Furmished. Fair stay. Fucking...
Have you ever had a...
Gefilte fish.
Have you ever had a gnome disappear from your yard and then come back later?
No, I don't. I don't have any gnomes.
They come out broken.
What? Yeah. You have gnome breakers in your neighborhood?
Used to. Yeah.
Gnome breaker.
The paper boy.
Paper boy, the kid from the video game?
No, just he was about as good as somebody who just put their quarter in the machine for the first time.
Because you should go to gnomebreakers.com because they specialize in that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will.
You got to get mystery gnomers on the trail.
Yeah.
It's a gnomer.
A gnomer.
It's a gnomy. It's anomaly. It's anomaly.
Anomaly.
What are you guys going to do this weekend? It's only Wednesday, but what are you doing?
Get a gnome hat.
You guys should come to Denny's.
I thought I'd watch a bunch of John Travolta movies.
Dude, that was last weekend. Oh, it's yeah. John Travolta week, so you could round it out. 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 Hit it. You could round it out.
Travolta.
Fish.
Travolta fish.
Ah, Travolta fish. Travolta fish. That's the Jewish stuffed gay Scientologist fish.
Mm-hmm. A Scientology fish?
Yeah, it's called a Travolta fish.
Oh.
Did you like him in Reservoir Dogs, John Travolta?
I did not, because he wasn't in it.
He was inside the suitcase.
Inside the suitcase? Uh-huh.
No, he wasn't. He was in the closet.
No, you know what was really, you know what was really in there, don't you? A flat Stanley.
A flat Stanley.
Somebody had their flat Stanley in a suitcase.
Whose suitcase are you talking about in Reservoir Dogs?
Isn't there a suitcase of diamonds?
I guess they might have put it in a suitcase.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll have to rewatch that, I guess.
It's been a while since I've seen
it. I just remember the end where they're all three pointing guns at each other, going to shoot each other in the head. You got Chris Penn.
Crispin.
Harvey. Keitel.
Chris Penn Glover.
That's a mo. Chris Penn, he's dead. Chris Penn Glover, not.
What'd he do?
What'd he do?
Yeah.
He died.
He was a brother of Sean Penn.
Yeah, he died.
Sean Penn.
Sean Penn and Chris Penn.
Sean
Penn and Chris Penn.
Sean Penn's alive. Chris Penn's dead.
Sean Penn hasn't died since he left Madonna.
That reminds me of that movie. With Sean Penn and Madonna movie music with Christopher Walker. Christopher Walken.
Oh, what, you know,
like Father, like
Vision
Son.
Vision Quest?
No, like
yeah,
Father,
I
like
was going to say Vision Quest.
No, like Father, like Son.
What was Kirk Cameron?
Wow.
I said nothing close to Kirk
and Alan
Cameron.
Thicke?
No.
And I Steve was, Martin?
No.
What was
all
the
those
name
people.
Of the movie?
Like Father, like Son.
Oh, it's that one with Alan Thicke.
No.
Kirk Cameron?
Nope.
Ben Schwartz.
None of those people.
Father like son.
It's actually the people that I said before.
Oh,
Sean Penn, Christopher Walken, Crispin Glover. You guys don't know that movie?
So
nope.
He was in a movie. Sean got Madonna's Penn was movie. In a movie with Chris Penn Glover.
Yep. And Chris Penn Tiffer Walken. Hey, go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and give us money. Because we need it.
We do. Help keep us around.
Yeah, because we can't count on Hans to just give all the money all the time. And if you go to Amazon.com, you're dick. Go to TagCastPodcast.com and then click on the Amazon link on the website.
Click on the Amazon link.
And then all the shopping you do comes back on us a little bit. All right, you know what that sound means.
That means go shop at Amazon.
It means get the fuck out of here. Turn off your fucking iPod. Do it. What are you doing? He's playing the pins. Chris Penn Glover.
Yep, this pin's named Sean and this one's Chris.
He's sword fighting with two pins.
Yep.
Chris Penn. Now he's gloving her.
Yep.
Yay.
You think Chris Penn tried out for Fast Times?
No. Yeah.
What if he got the role
Nick
of
Cage
Spicoli?
What if he got the Nick Cage role from that movie?
Oh, that wouldn't have been no
or
good.
Or the Anthony Edwards
or
PR.
The Judge Reinhold.
God, doesn't anybody even knock anymore?
Yeah.
That guy got caught.
Christopher Walken's doing that?
Christopher walking right in on you while you're jacking off.
What if Chris Penn would have got the part of Mr. Hand?
That would be a younger brother playing an older teacher of a younger, older brother.
Yeah.
That wouldn't work.
You think that's who they meant when they say talk to the hand?
No.
You don't think they mean Mr. Hand?
I don't.
What if you had a tattoo of Mr. Hand on your hand?
That'd be fucked up.
Say, isn't it our time?
Isn't it our time?
Since I'm here and you're here, I thought it was our time. All right, you guys have a happy hump day.
Yeah, we'll see you on hump it up with a camel.
We'll see you on Frizzle Day.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Catching on fire.
Fire!